You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Very serious.
This is the Mandatory Samson Podcast coming to you live from Stand Up New York Labs in New York City. Hi, everyone. My name is Chris Flannery. I'm joined, as per usual, by my good friend Joseph Noe on a monsoony jungle hot day.
It's a rainy day.
Dude, I walked here. It was monsooning. It was fine. I don't mind it. It was good. Oh, we also have Jake producing the show. Jake, thank you for doing it.
Thank you, Jake.
I was walking around. My shoes are soaked.
Oh.
And I'll tell you something. I really could have used a good
plastic bread bag
to put on my shoes to keep them from getting wet because I only have...
You see, growing up, I only had one good pair of shoes.
Right. So same scenario. I still only have one good pair of shoes. I could have used the bread bags. Whatever. My feet are soaked. It doesn't matter. We have a great show.
Nice.
Planned for today. What's your problem, Joey?
No, I'm happy. I'm glad to be here. Let's get started.
It's getting harder and harder, everyone, to pick what stories I want to cover on the show because there's just so much stuff happening. I feel responsible to you guys that listen, and I appreciate you all listening. I feel responsible to like cover stuff that's relevant and go into depth with those stories so we know what we're talking about. But I also like to bring some stuff that I like to talk about once in a while, and so I think I found a nice balance this week. But I did have to cut a couple of things that are being covered out of the podcast this week because they're already out there. If you want to hear about them, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Two of those examples, the Louisiana shooting, the guy goes into train wreck and kills a couple of people. That's being covered.
Yes.
Also, the Planned Parenthood thing, which we might get into next week or whatever. Okay. But I feel like that's out there, and you guys can, if you want to know about that, I think that's readily available. Do you have any thoughts on either one of those stories?
I know nothing about the Planned Parenthood thing. I saw something on Facebook about $500.
Okay, well, I don't know. But Planned Parenthood, there's a little bit of a scandal going on where they're using fetal tissue. The doctors are taking fetal tissue from aborted fetuses and selling it for like research purposes or whatever, which... Whatever, I don't really feel like getting into the whole thing, but that's a story that's out there. Maybe we'll get into it, maybe we won't, but I think it's out there. We do have a Sandra Bland update this week.
Oh, nice.
We're going to get into the insanity that is the Samuel DuBose situation in Cincinnati, which is disturbing, just another one every week, and we'll talk about that. I also have some other information about deaths of people dying in police custody that you might not have heard of.
That's not good.
It happens quite a bit, apparently, and it's happened a bunch of times in the last week or so.
Question for you.
Sure,
John. Isn't dying in police custody the exact opposite of serve and protect?
Yeah, I would think that that's, sure.
Yeah, okay.
I think you're right. I also have some stuff about weed, and your buddy Chris Christie had some interesting things to say about the topic.
Only good things, I hope.
Sure. Yeah. Unabashedly out of shape, New Jersey governor, Chris Christie. then I also have some interesting quick hit stuff that we're going to start. And as I understand it, Joey, you've prepared a special report about this Hulk Hogan thing.
Yes, I have.
All right. Are you prepared to drop the N-bomb if you have to?
I will not.
I think that's probably smart. Yes. Just stay away from that. All right, everybody, welcome to the program. Listen, like I mentioned, we have some quick hit stuff that we're going to get into.
And question, did you mean NWO by that?
Woo! Yeah, exactly. Republican debates.
Yes.
It's something that we've talked about quite a bit, that it's something that we are going to cover. Yes. I didn't realize, because I think we mentioned it last week or the week before, that I thought the debates were like in the fall because we were talking about Trump possibly being involved in them. Guess what, Joey?
Next week?
Yeah, August 6th.
Yes.
Is the first Republican debate, which is just staggering. I can't believe that they're starting that early.
I got to put that on my cell phone.
You should put it on your cell phone. August 6th, 2015, Cleveland, Ohio. The first Republican debate will be hosted by Fox News and Facebook at the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, Ohio. The debate, which will air on Fox News at 9 p.m., will invite the 10 highest polling candidates as measured by national polls selected by Fox. In addition, all other candidates who are, quote, consistently being offered as choices in national polls will be invited to the debate beginning at 5 p.m.
So it's going to be a
double header of insanity over at Fox News, this Republican debate. Would you like to know who's in the main debate as of today?
Yes. Can I guess?
Yeah, all right, good.
Trump, Chris Christie, Bush, and Rubio.
Okay, but there's 10 of them. But oh, you those all those
that's
four
all I know.
All right,
okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Trump. Okay. You're right. Bush, Scott Walker, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, who I have a quote that I'm going to read of Huckabee.
Yeah, Huckabee
second.
Got in trouble.
Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Chris Christie, and John Kasich. The consolation debate is going to include such honorees as Rick Perry, Carly Fiorina, Rick Santorum, Bobby Jindal, Lindsey Graham, George Pataki, and whoever else they're going to pull out of the
whoever shows
so,
up.
Yeah, that's going to be fascinating. So, like I mentioned a few times, I definitely, like, as it gets closer to election time, I'd like to do maybe special election coverage.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We'll be in here. We'll stream. We'll talk about the debate before and after, whatever it is. This one is, it's too early. I mean, it's August.
It's too early.
It's not even 2016 yet. What do you want me to do? So, I'm just going to watch it, but I guarantee there's going to be some good clips out of it.
Yes.
All right. Listen to this. So this is another thing I was going to like cover a little bit more in depth, but I just want to read this insane Mike Huckabee quote while we're talking about this. He says on the Iran deal, quote, "It is so naive that he would trust the Iranians," referring to Obama. "By doing so, he will take the Israelis and march them to the door of the oven."
Oh, boo.
That, what are you talking? what kind of insanity is that, Joey?
It's just Mike. It's Mike being Mike. Huckabee being Huckabee? Is that
plastic bread bags.
Reince Priebus, the RNC chairman, he says, "I think our candidates should pledge." This is interesting. Mm-hmm. This is the Trump thing. "I think our candidate should pledge not to run as a third party candidate. I think everyone understands that if Hillary Clinton's going to be beat, she's going to get beat by a Republican. If our candidate wants to win, then they'll have to run as a Republican." So he's saying he wants them to pledge that they're not going to drop out and run as a third party, which some people are speculating that Trump might do.
Trump's not doing anything.
It's a show.
It's a circus.
I agree with you. Anyway, so next Thursday, we'll record the show. Then that night, there is a debate. So it'll be the following week. We'll have some, hopefully some good clips about it. I think there'll be some interesting shit to talk about. And God willing, Donald, whatever his middle name is, will be there. Donald, I was going to say J. Trump, but I don't know if that's right.
Nah.
But hopefully he'll be at the debate and we'll have some good clips. All right. The TPP.
Yes.
Something we've talked about quite a bit, but we haven't had too much to say about it recently. I found a little snippet about it that I figured was worth putting out there just to keep it in the top of mind. It deals with Malaysia. All right.
Okay.
The U.S. State Department upgraded Malaysia from a tier 3 to a tier 2 in its annual human trafficking report, despite little evidence of change. Malaysia has been dinged a number of times and has been a bad abuser of human trafficking, sex slavery, things like this. Tier 3, this is why they did it. Mm-hmm. Tier 3 means no fast track status for trade deals. So,
we can't have that.
Right. So they had, the State Department just, upped Malaysia status so they could be involved in the TPP because Malaysia controls a key oil shipping route to China. This is the type of shit that we're dealing with, and this is why I want to put it out there, because we've talked about the dangers of the TPP and all this nonsense. This is like a clear-cut example that they're like, well, look, yes, they might be trafficking children, sex slaves. That, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, but they got the route.
Yeah, but we need to get that oil to China somehow, and if they're tier 3, then it's not going to happen. So they upgraded them to tier 2. That's fucked up shit. I wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, it's just that they're violating human rights, and TPP is going to do that anyway, so let's just not pay attention to it.
Great point, Joe. Yeah, exactly. This is like the bullshit that we've heard where it's a great deal, and it's going to help human rights.
Yeah.
Whose rights is it going to help? Is it going to help the 6-year-old Malaysian girl that's going to get
making cell phones
chained to a wall in a brothel? Is that really going to benefit her? I don't think so. All right, I wanted to put that out there because that's fucked up. Obviously, we're going to stay on top of the TPP, but that's like a real clear example of it. Another quick hit: our buddy Edward Snowden.
Yes.
There was a petition on WhiteHouse.gov, as you guys know. I think it's like We the People. It's like whatever, some We the People protocol or something, where you can go on, you can do a petition. If it goes over 100,000 signatures, the White House pledged that they were going to respond to all of those.
They need to respond.
They have to respond. So they went through. They're trying to like wrap all that up now as Obama's presidency is winding down. So they're trying to get through all the ones they haven't gotten to yet. A petition to pardon Edward Snowden got 167,000 signatures, which is sad that that's the amount. It should get millions, but it doesn't matter. It reached the threshold.
Yes.
So they responded to it. The White House responded to this petition. I just want to read what their response was because it's chilling. Lisa Monaco, who's the Obama administration advisor on Homeland Security and terrorism, said, "We live in a dangerous world. Instead of constructively addressing these issues, Mr. Snowden's dangerous decision to steal and disclose classified information had severe consequences for the security of our country and the people who work day in and day out to protect it." Even though There's zero evidence that that's the case.
Of course.
I mean, there's zero evidence. If he felt his actions were consistent with civil disobedience, then he should do what those who have taken issue with their own government do. Challenge it, speak out, engage a constructive act of protest, and, importantly, accept the consequences of his actions. This is where it pisses me off. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that pisses me off, but this is where it really gets annoying. He should come home to the United States and be judged by a jury of his peers, not hide behind the cover of an authoritarian regime. Right now, he's running away from the consequences of his actions. Okay.
That's bullshit.
It's bullshit. Of course it's bullshit. He didn't want to be in Russia. I mean, we keep having this argument. He didn't want to go to Russia.
No, I know.
Ecuador, fine. The other annoying thing about this is they want him to come home and be judged by a jury of his peers. We talked about this. The problem is the Espionage Act bars him from publicly stating that the leaks had a benefit. He's not allowed
to talk about that. It's catch
22. Well, it's not even a catch 22. It's literally...
You can't do it.
You catch nothing. He can't do anything. So... he can't actually mount the defense saying that the leaks were justified because they have a public, a public good. So what the fuck did they want to do? They want him to come back and rot away in a jail.
Yes.
Stay in Russia, or God, I would love it if France gave him an Assange asylum, but that doesn't seem like that's going anywhere. But anyway, aggravating. I want to put that out there. But the White House has officially responded, no, we're not going to pardon
him. It's bullshit. It's empty bullshit.
Well, yeah.
That's...
well, right. It's the party line. So that's what they're putting out there. So it's like, oh, okay, we got 170,000 people to sign this, but go fuck your mind.
Come home and we go into reassess the situation where you can't defend yourself.
Well, they want him. They're like, look, he committed a crime. he needs to come. Meanwhile, look what the U.S. is doing for the TPP. That's a crime. It's criminal what they're doing. Yes. They're allowing people to be exploited brutally in Malaysia, but it's like, we need oil, so it's fine.
Yes, people.
But Snowden's the animal.
Listen, people can be exploited as long as it's not happening at a home. Out of sight,
absolutely.
Out of mind.
Well, and even if it is happening at home, as long as it's not being covered, then you're fine. Yeah. This is something interesting that I wanted to bring up. We can just kind of have like a free-form conversation about this, because then we're going to get into the Sandra Bland update and this Samuel DeBose thing, which is really... I don't want to compare, because like it's always stupid when you go, oh, it's worse, whatever.
You can't compare.
It's fucking brutal what happens to this guy. All right. Jon Stewart...
yes.
It came out this week, obviously, as the Daily Show's his tenure at the Daily Show is winding down. Some stories have come out. Stewart had personal meetings with the president at the president's request on two occasions. October 2011, he was there for the budget fight.
Oh.
That was happening when they were talking about letting the budget run out, basically, and they would have to shut down the government. And February 2014, as Russia and Ukraine, that whole thing was like ramping up.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically, Obama called Stewart to the White House to talk to him, I guess, in terms of policy, but then I guess telling Jon Stewart where the administration's policy was going to go, and then maybe try to shape public opinion based on where that policy was going. What, you got any thoughts about that, Joe?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that he would go to a comedian for that instead of someone newsworthy, I guess.
Well,
or someone with more like credibility.
Well, this is the thing. Jon Stewart is actually... you know, if you look at polls, he's quite trusted. He's like a very trustworthy. In a way, Jon Stewart, I think a lot of people would consider him a newsman, even though, yes, he is a comic. And I've taken issue with him where we've talked about it, where it's like he doesn't go that extra step of trying to shape policy. But this kind of casts a little doubt on that, because if he is having these types of meetings with Obama, I mean, it's only two times, but he knows that the president is paying attention and trying to use him kind of to shape public opinion. It is interesting that he's a comic, and I think it also speaks volumes about when people talk about the dichotomy between Fox and MSNBC. It's not really Fox and MSNBC then. It's really Fox and somebody like Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart's the liberal answer to a lot of the shit that's going on in Fox, which is pretty interesting that he'd be able to shape opinion like that. It also shows you that the people that are journalists, I'm doing the air quotes, like on CNN and whatever, they're not really. Like, this guy... Jon Stewart is actually, because he's an analyst, he's making public commentary, and he is shaping opinion, whether you think that's right or not, you know.
So do you think if you were Jon Stewart, you go that extra step now? You've done your time, you're trustworthy. Do you maybe do Jon Stewart in the White House or Jon Stewart's policy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, to me, I think that he's probably burned out with that shit.
Because I can't see him fading away.
I don't think he's going to... I don't know. I don't think he's going to fade away. I don't think that's the right way to put it, but I could see him taking a bit of a...
taking a
quote,
break.
Hiatus, you know, whatever. Like, he was at the Comedy Cellar last night doing some stand-up, which is pretty
cool.
Nice. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't know the guy. It doesn't seem like he's ever had any kind of, like, political ambition other than kind of commenting
doing
on
the
it.
Show, yeah.
But you never know. He's a young man. I mean, he's directed... some shows and directed some movies and stuff like that. Yeah. So who knows where it goes from here, but we'll see what happens in the future. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Yes.
All right. Hold on. Do you hear that, Joy?
Yes, I do.
What is that? It was just a plug, guys. It's all good. All right, let's get into the Sandra Bland update. Do you feel like we're doing a good start to the show, Joey?
Yes.
I don't know. No, listen to this shit. What the hell? Hold on. It's going to be annoying, because if this doesn't work, then we're not going to be able to play any clips. Oh, no. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Maybe we'll cut this out. Nah, I'm not going to cut it out.
No. We won't fix it in post. It's fixed. Is that you?
Are you doing something?
No, I'm not doing anything. Why don't you leave it unplugged until we need the clip?
Is it your cell phone? It sounds like feedback.
It's not my cell phone.
Oh, really? Because now when you move the phone... Oh, no, damn it. Okay.
Yeah, blame the phone.
All right, fuck you, Joey. All right. Yeah, I'll pull it. You're right. And then I'll plug it in when we have to play something. But remind me, because it's going to be... It sounds like a cell phone to me.
It's not a cell phone.
Well, the thing's not plugged in. It's making noise right now.
I don't know what it is, then.
This is riveting podcast topics. I don't know what it is either. It's really weird. All right, well, it's not that. All right, whatever, fuck it. Okay, Sandra Bland update.
Yes.
Here we go. Sorry. Horrible lack of momentum there. See, the thing's not even plugged in. I already fucked up. Sandra Bland update. There was a couple of new video and audio things released. Got a comment from Gnome, G-N-O-M-E, on SoundCloud. I appreciate it. He left a link.
Okay.
About an anonymous video that... Anonymous put out purporting that Sandra Bland was already dead by the time she got to the jail. And they were saying that because of the light on the mugshot and all the stuff that she was actually laying down when they took the picture.
Well, that's not possible because they have video of her walking around.
Well,
don't
now they do, but this was a couple before that, before they released the video. That's what I'm saying. They released this video because of stuff like that. And there was rumors out there that she was already dead, which was chilling, by the way, when I watched that. It was like the idea that they would do that really like upset me. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was possible, but I said, in the comment section that I needed more information. All right. So they released this video and audio. The first one I want to play is a phone voicemail from Sandra Bland to a friend. I don't know who the friend is, but she left a voicemail to her, and I'd like to just play that real quick.
All right, so plug the wire in.
Yeah, I know. Hold on. I just got to get to the relevant point. Hold on. Jesus Christ. No, now it's not even doing it. All right. Hold on. Let me go to the voicemail. Here it is.
I just was able to see the judge. I don't really know. They got me set at a $5,000 bond. I'm still just at a loss for words, honestly, about this whole process. How they're switching lanes with no signal, turning to all of this, I don't even know. But I'm still here, so I just call me back when you can.
All right, so that's a voicemail they put out. You got any thought? Because everybody's going to analyze it because the thing is right now, she killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's true or not remains to be seen. I have some information about the autopsy and all that stuff.
Oh.
It's hard to analyze, but what does she sound like to you? Analyze her tone there.
To me, it seems like someone who just got arrested for failing to signal a lane change. So it doesn't seem like I don't think there's enough there to come to a conclusion that, hey, she sounds like she's going to commit suicide.
Right. Yeah, you never
Either
know.
Way.
Right. I mean, that's a thing. But anyway, so that's her at the jail. Mm-hmm. And then I just want to play this really quickly. This is this guy, Trey Duhon, who's the... Let me see where I wrote it down. He's a Waller County judge.
Okay.
And he explains why they released the footage of her. You guys can find it. It's readily available online. But it's her, like, in the jail, taking the mugshot, stuff like that. So they prove that she's actually alive while she's there. Fine. I accept that. Because, again, the argument is starting to become, did they kill her? Well, it doesn't... I don't. Maybe they didn't kill her. I said it last week that I think it's possible that she did kill herself, which is a tragedy in and of itself.
With a plastic bag that happened to be there, and it's okay that the bag was there.
Right. I told you. They had... I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
but
bullshit.
But there's a person that reviewed the cell and was like, this is safe.
Yes.
But whatever. She shouldn't have been in jail to begin with, but that's the whole... Okay, so let's play this, and I'll move on to some of the autopsy results and stuff like that.
Maybe another important distinction is that when she takes her mugshot picture, she's been asleep for several hours. You know, I understand in this day and age, you have some folks, the only information they get is from 140 characters on a tweet.
You know what? That shit drives me crazy. Really?
I love it.
Because
it's a great soundbite.
It's a great soundbite if you're a friggin' tiny brain little ape. I'm not calling you that.
It's okay. You can call me whatever you want.
I hate that critique because it's like, this is a guy that, you know, this fucking guy doesn't use Twitter. He doesn't understand how it works. So, yes. Of course. There's always going to be people that are uninformed, but it's not because of the medium that they're uninformed. It's because they're just uninformed.
Yes.
You can click on a fucking link in a tweet.
Yes.
So that shit just annoys me. It's like, stop. Why? Because it would be so unrealistic that a black woman that got the situation escalated on her, got thrown into jail, then maybe would be murdered. That's unrealistic to think. Because I have some stories later where people, that did happen.
Oh, that's good.
And unfortunately, you've got people putting information out there that is trying to convince people that she was murdered and deceased before she came to the Waller County Jail. And I believe because of that information that's been put out there is why we are getting some of the calls and the threats that we are getting. So this information is being put out there to dispel all of those rumors.
Okay, thank you very much, Trey Duhon. I really appreciate your point of view. I have a couple of quotes. This is what's interesting. This guy, Warren, I believe it's Diapram. He's he's overseeing the scientific aspects of the investigation, and he classed Bland's death as a suicide by hanging.
Okay.
The autopsy shows that that there was no homicide, and that there was a significant, this is another one that's annoying, that there's a significant quantity of marijuana in her system.
What?
Now, okay, wait, because I have the quotes. Let's read these guys' quotes, and then we can kind of move on from this, because this is the update I have. These are quotes from Warren Diapram, the guy that is overseeing the scientific aspects. Quote, in a violent homicide or a murder where one person takes another person's life, it is typical to see some sort of injuries on a person's hands. They were clear of any injuries. The mark on the neck is a uniform and consistent mark on the neck. Had this been a violent struggle or a murder, you would most likely not expect to see a consistent and uniform mark around her neck. Okay, and once again, all right, so maybe she killed herself.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't have been in the position to begin with.
Correct.
Lacerations or abrasions on her wrists, which are consistent with being handcuffed or struggling during the handcuffing process. Okay. This is crazy. Scabs consistent with somebody applying force against her back. How hard do you have to shove your knee into somebody's back to cut them to create the possibility of a scab?
Pretty hard.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah.
All right. There were about 30 cut marks on her left wrist, which were not indicative of recent infliction and were an estimated 2 to 4 weeks old. So they're saying maybe she was cutting herself. Okay. Maybe this woman had more issues. All the more reason why the cop that pulls her over shouldn't just fuck with people. That's part of the problem, right? She tested positive. This is a weird one. And it annoys me that they're even putting it out there, and we're going to get into some weed stuff later, okay. So you'll see. She tested positive for marijuana, and I can tell you that the active marijuana in a person's system metabolizes very fast, which is kind of bullshit anyway, because it can stay in your system for a month, 2 months, depending on how much fat content you had and all that stuff. To have it in her system after 3 days is indicative of a large amount of marijuana being smoked. Okay. We have no idea where she may have ingested the marijuana. Well, maybe she smoked it the day before you arrested her. This is insane. It is hypothetically possible that she could have ingested it in the jail. Practically anything can be smuggled into any jail.
How? What?
Yeah, she's getting
hot brown, isn't
you? Oh no! Wait! Hold on! I gotta find it.
You have such a captivating, sexy ass. Holy fuck! This is wrong. Often imitated, never duplicated. How? Why?
That's what I was looking for.
There you go.
How? Why? I don't know. The idea that somebody would sneak into her, like. She didn't have any visitors. This guy's suggesting that she had somebody smuggled pot, like a ton of pot, into the jail. Meanwhile, nobody that was in the jail smelled weed or anything. Brownies. That's not what happened. That's insane. He also goes on to say it is a mood amplifier, so it is relevant in our opinion. Yeah, maybe if she got high while she was in jail, she wouldn't have killed herself, because I guarantee you wouldn't if you were.
But she shouldn't have been in jail to begin with.
Well, right, but I'm just saying if she was smoking weed, that's the other thing. If she's smoking weed in jail, I guarantee you that it's going to like make you a little less depressed.
Probably. Oh, yeah, just a little.
All right, so they're putting that out there. That's the information that is out. We're going to stay on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
I am leaning towards the fact that she probably did commit suicide here.
Yes.
I'm not totally ruling out the possibility of some kind of foul play, but as of right now, I'm thinking she probably did kill herself, which is even fucking sadder, because this woman would have been out of jail in a day or two, and this situation took her to a place mentally where she broke.
She was trying to advance a life. She had the job opportunity, and that was why she was even there in Texas.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of really sad, and I mean it, I'm not being sarcastic, this is really sad. Mm-hmm. Samuel DeBose. You didn't really hear about this story.
No, I have not.
I think it's out there now, but Well, we're going to get into it. And for anybody that didn't hear it, this is like crucial information. Jake, did you hear about this story?
No, I actually saw something about it earlier today.
Okay. Yeah, so I think it's starting to come out. Jake said he saw it earlier today, so I think it's starting to come out. But we'll talk about it now. Samuel DeBose, this is the story. University of Cincinnati police officer Ray Tensing has been indicted for murder and voluntary manslaughter for fatally shooting an unarmed Samuel DeBose in the head during a routine traffic stop.
Oh, no
way.
July
19th. Yeah, sound familiar?
Yeah.
I have body cam video. I have Joseph Detters, who is the Hamilton County attorney.
Okay.
I have a clip of him talking. I like this guy. And I also have a video of the cops after the fact corroborating their story, which we've seen a number of times. Okay. We saw it in the Sandra Bland thing where they're trying
to get
their story
what actually happened.
All right. Then I also have some other police custody deaths, which, of course, there's a few because this is America in 2015 and, you know, people die in jail every week. It's great. No, it's not funny. I mean, I know you're laughing because it's ridiculous.
It's the way you said it.
Right. My delivery is flawless.
Yes, you're doing a great job. Now, which clip do you want to play first?
Well, I'd like to play the body cam video. Okay. It's about 2.5 minutes, and I would encourage people that are listening, pause, watch the video, or try to play along with us. I'll tell you when I'm pressing play. It's, you know, 2 minutes. It's relevant to watch it the same way it was relevant to watch the Sandra Bland thing because the escalation happens in a second.
Oh, it's that quickly?
Everything's going fine, it seems. The cop is being fine.
Yes.
Samuel DeBose is being fine. And this ends in his death in a matter of seconds.
Okay.
All right. Well, what are you saying okay like that for? What am I, like, boring you?
No, not at all. It just seems shocking to me that you're going, everything seems copacetic, and then all of a sudden outrages and shoots somebody in the head.
I just misinterpreted your... I thought you had a bad attitude.
No, not at all. Play the clip.
This is the Samuel DeBose body cam video. I'll have to talk you through. Well, whatever. This is how it unfolds. So let's listen to it.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Officer Tenzing, UC Police. You have a license on you?
Yeah. What happened? What
okay. Is this your car?
Yeah.
Let's go back.
It's kind of hard at points to understand what DeBose is saying, but it's he's just answering the questions. Yes. Like, yeah, I'd have a whatever. Okay.
Back to a female, actually.
Yeah, my wife. Her name is Sean DeVries.
Okay. We don't have a front license plate on your car.
Oh, I can put my glove on. I have it.
What's that?
It's right here.
He's saying you don't have a license plate on your car, if that was unclear. So that's what he pulled him over for. He doesn't have a front license plate, which, not a big deal.
Well, in some states, you're required to have two
Fine.
Plates.
Give him a ticket or whatever. Okay. But it's not you know, armed robbery or something. It's a very minor, again, a routine traffic stop.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's got to go where the front plate's supposed to go.
Meanwhile, and he has it in his glove compartment. He's showing the cop right now. So the thing that, so basically this thing is resolved by just being like, okay, put that on the front.
Yeah, you're good to go.
Good.
You don't have to reach for it. It's okay. Do you have a license on you?
Yeah.
What's that bottle on the floor there?
Bottle
what?
He's got a bottle of gin. Okay. It's closed. Not a problem. The cop keeps asking for his
license.
His license. Which, he probably doesn't have a license.
Okay, do you know where that is inside? Is that, or what?
I got my titles and stuff on that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you again. Do you have your license on
you? I have license. You can take run my name.
So do you not have your license on you? I'm asking you a direct question. Do you have your license on?
I thought I did. I understand. What did you pull me over for?
Again, the front tag.
Is it an accident?
See, now, up until this point, the cop is, I think, being reasonable.
Yes.
He's asking him, do you have your license? I think it's pretty obvious Samuel DeBose maybe doesn't have his license on him.
Okay.
He has a license, or maybe it's suspended or whatever, but...
He doesn't have his license.
Okay, so, all right, whatever.
Okay. Actually, it is. I'm going to ask you again. Do you have a license on you?
I have a license. You can run my name.
Okay. Is that not on you then?
I don't think I have it on me.
Okay.
Be straight up with me. Are you suspended?
No, I'm not suspended.
Why don't you have your license on you?
Now, that to me is a racist question. Be straight up with me. Is your license suspended? No, I forgot my license. It's at my house.
He's just asking, do you have his license? I'm not going to take it there. Go ahead.
All right. I'm just saying, I mean, I know I said it a second ago, but it was because I knew that was coming in the video. Like, I don't know. Why wouldn't he say, where is your license? Be like, I don't know. I guess I left it at home. Why would he ask me if it's suspended? What difference does it make? All right. Anyway, whatever. Continue with the video. Now, again, things are not escalating at all.
No, not yet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
but
I'm gonna go in the house.
Okay. Where do you stay at? Down here?
Right around the
room. Okay. Well, until I can figure out if you have a license or not, go ahead and take your seatbelt off.
All right, now I'm going to just pause it here because this is going to escalate extremely quickly. The cop goes to reach for the door handle.
Yes.
The cop tells DuBose, well, why don't you go ahead and step out of the car? DuBose gently, his windows down, pulls the door closed a little bit, goes to turn the key to the car, and then watch what happens.
I didn't even do nothing.
Go and take your seatbelt off. Stop.
Oh.
He's dead. That is literally, from the time I said that to just now, he's dead. He shot him in the head.
Jesus Christ.
Why is that necessary?
It's not. In my opinion, maybe the cop thought he was going to drive away, but even if he does drive away, there was no reason to reach for the
finish
gun.
Finish that thought. Exactly, right. Okay, so a guy with the fucking no license plate drives away.
And he's obviously not reaching for a weapon.
Nope.
And there's no weapon in the glove?
Nope.
Apartment, because the cop already
the glove apartment.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Saw the plate, so why would you reach for the gun and shoot the young
man?
Right,
why is the gun even an option at this point? At any point during this altercation?
And technically, I don't think the cop even had the right to try to open the door to begin with. Because that obviously made him feel uncomfortable.
Well, fine. But if he's saying step out, okay, fine. But right. But at worst, so this guy drives down the street. So
he's not fucking going anywhere.
What he looks like. You know what kind of car he has. And also, we're going to find out in 2 seconds that there's more cops like right in the area because we're going to continue the video.
Uh-huh.
There's more cops there. So they would have seen him driving away. He's not going anywhere. Now, again, that's what happened. He did not drive away. You didn't see him pull away.
No, he didn't get anywhere.
He was not being dragged, nothing. They're going to lie about that in a little bit, and they're going to try to get their story straight. And we're going to play that video in a minute. But let's just...
How the fuck do you get the story straight when you have a body cam on? Isn't that the whole point of the body cam?
You'd think so.
Yes, that's how I would assess... Okay, play it.
All right, so I'm just going to bounce back to 10 seconds because that happens very quickly.
Yeah, Wow.
Because study what happened, because now you know what happens, Joey. Watch it. Okay. And really, guys, you should check out the video because this is a shame. I will say a shame. I mean, it's beyond a shame. The good thing, though, is that the cop was charged. He's already indicted. So
yes.
We're going to get into that in a second. So that's at least the only good thing that's happened in this this instance.
Okay. Well, until I can figure out if you have a license or not, go ahead and take your seatbelt off for me.
I didn't even do that.
Go ahead and take your seatbelt off. Stop.
Now the car is going down the street. The cop is running after it with his gun drawn. There's other cops in the area, so that's what you're hearing. If there's some noise, the car obviously took off because he killed the guy, so his foot went on the gas and drove off. He's got his gun drawn still. The car is crashed now. Two cops are approaching with guns.
This is unbelievable.
And the video ends with a perspective shot of the cop with his gun drawn at a dead Samuel DuBose in a crashed car.
Why, besides shooting the gentleman in the head, why are you running with your gun drawn? Obviously, he's dead.
This guy is a nut. He's not good at his job. He's not qualified to do this, and he's an idiot. He doesn't know what's going on.
All right, so do we have a clip of what the police department has to say about
this? Yeah, Joseph Dieters, the prosecuting attorney, he made a statement, which I think was obviously the right statement. And I also want you...
Or do you want to go to hear them talk about the story before we play that?
Sure, Joe. Let's let you determine what we're doing. That's fine.
Okay.
Let's do it. These are the officers corroborating the stories. This is a minute. If there's stuff that you've heard or whatever, fine.
Yes.
But let's just play it.
This
starts from the shooting, from the shot. Okay.
Hey, you want to go block off that way? Do we have anyone down there?
No, I'll go that down.
I think I'm okay. He was just dragging me.
Yeah,
he was just dragging me. The other cop says, "Yeah, I saw that." That's nonsense. We just watched it a number of times. Jake, did the cop appear to be dragged by that car as it drove off? No, he's shaking his head. No, like, Okay, so this is the other fucking crazy thing about this, where people will be willing to give the cops a break because they're like, it's a very high adrenaline, like, you're not focusing type of situation.
Yes.
Yet, it seems weird that almost immediately after all of these incidents, they're very quick to know how to cover their shit.
Yes.
How's that possible? So those two ideas contradict each other, where they can't focus, it's very, everything's happening all at once, blah blah blah,
but they have
meanwhile,
a moment of clarity and
seconds
figure out
later
everything.
Yeah, they have a moment of clarity where they know, like, oh, he was dragging me, what was he, I thought I was gonna get run here, I'll play it, but okay. It says I thought I was gonna get run over, I was trying to stop him,
gonna get run over, I was trying to stop him. God, he's dragging me, man.
Yeah, you good?
I'm good. I just got my hand and my arm caught and
saw.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Insane. That is insane to think that.
And how did the other cops see that? If
yeah, who
he
the
was
fuck
no
is? He's a mile away. I mean, he's not a mile away, but he's like at least 100 feet down the street, yeah. More than that. Tensing, the cop that killed him, has his left hand on the door, like in the middle of the window.
Yes.
You know, the window's rolled down. And he's holding the gun in his right hand. He's not being dragged. That's nonsense. No. Because he has to have such an angle that he can get around the window to shoot the guy in the head. He's not being fucking dragged. He's standing.
So do you think they forgot that they had the body cams on?
I think I've thought about that.
Yes.
I think there is an aspect of that.
Okay.
Where the other aspect is, I'm not totally counting out the idea that he might believe he was dragged. I'm just saying that. He might believe that.
And, okay.
But
moment, yes.
He might believe that.
Okay.
Who knows? But yes, I think they think something happened, and when they watch the video, they go, oh, that's not what happened. Or, yeah, they just forget about the camera. He knows that's not what happened, but he has to say
he's
got to
go with
it. But this guy's fuckity fucked.
Yeah.
All right. Now it flashes forward. There's a number of officers there. They're talking to him. I guess one of them is like a more senior or whatever. His job is to like find out what happened. He says, you can talk about anything you want except for what happened, which is
what?
Which is crazy.
That makes
right,
no
let's,
sense.
I don't get it.
That's crazy talk.
That is crazy talk. Sure.
You can talk about anything you want except for what happened. For my purposes, for the investigation part of it, I need to know where it started.
Well, I don't understand what he's asking. Tell me what happened, but don't say anything that happened, but you need to tell me where it started. Like, what are you talking about?
That makes no sense.
It's insane.
Which is going to be right, it's at this, down here on this side of the tape. Is that correct?
Yes, just south of the intersection of Phil and right.
And it looks like you got dragged, if I'm looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
A cop that wasn't there.
Yes.
Says, and it looks like you got dragged if I'm looking, dot, dot, dot. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, okay.
But
how
he wasn't
the fuck
there.
Would you know that? How would you know that? Meanwhile, whatever. Okay, I think that might just be the end of the video.
Car 92 radio. Ended up here. This is our crime scene.
No, he's just determining, like, what happened. Okay. So now the moment of clarity. I love that you said that. Maybe that's the name of the episode.
Moment of clarity?
They have a moment of clarity. And they all kind of get that this black guy, like, he didn't have a gun. He just, you know, his vanity plate wasn't put in the right place, but he dragged you.
Mm-hmm.
You needed to shoot him point blank in the skull and kill a 43-year-old man. That's good. That's a good way for
so
your life.
So let's see what the attorney has to say.
Joseph Dieters. Joey, also, I was gonna give you a little bit of an idea here.
Yes.
Tell me when, if you want, when we're listening to this, tell me when to pause. If you can't find it, that's fine.
Okay.
When the cop... As Dieters is talking about this, tell me when he describes something that Brian Insignia, the guy that killed or whatever, arrested Sandra Bland. You tell me when they acted similarly in the way that this guy's describing, all right? So this is Joseph Dieters, the prosecuting attorney.
This office has probably reviewed upwards of 100 police shootings, and this is the first time that we thought this is without question a murder. Yes, Sherry.
You have a license on you.
I have a license. You can run my name.
I think he lost his temper because he wasn't, you know, the Mr. DeBose wouldn't get out of his car. I think he lost his temper. And when you see this, you will not believe.
That was the point. What
when
is
he
the
didn't
similar?
Leave the car?
The cop lost his temper when he wouldn't step out of the car. What happened in the Sandra Bland case?
The same thing.
What's the matter? I'm a little annoyed. Put your cigarette out. All right, you could step out now. No, I don't have to step out. I'm going to light you up. Blah, blah, blah. They lose their temper. You're not the... I understand that you're a police officer. You're trying to be law enforcement. You're not the ultimate arm... Say, okay, relax. Sit in the car. But and then continue. They lose their temper. That's the problem.
So you're chalking this up to...
No. Well, yes, I am chalking it up to...
So why shoot him in the head, though?
I mean, he really lost it. Here's the other thing. That's incompetence.
Yeah, but it just seems that that jump is so
of course,
quick.
I don't necessarily believe it's malice. I mean, there's no way to know just based on this one incident whether it's malice, true. Whether there's racism or whatever involved. I think it's reasonable to assume that there's a fear, though, between the cops and black people. We've seen it. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason that is, they're afraid. I think it's incompetence. I think it's a guy who thinks, I got to stop this guy from driving away. Like,
Where the fuck was he even going to go?
Well, that's not factoring into his equation. He's like, this guy needs to be stopped from doing what he's doing, and he fucking shot him in the head. It's incompetence, potentially malice. Let's finish listening to this, and we're going to just move on to some other police custody deaths, which is a great thing to be able to rattle off.
How quickly he pulls his gun and shoots him in the head. It's maybe a second. It's incredible.
It's not even a second.
And... so senseless, and again I feel so sorry for his family, and I feel sorry for the community. I this should not happen ever.
This guy's a genuine guy. I like what this guy did, and we've seen it in a couple of cases. The one with Walter Scott, where he gets shot 8 times in the back.
Yeah.
The cops came out right away and were like, this is a murder, blah blah blah, and they handled it correctly.
Yes,
that's why you didn't see a ton of protest or problems there because
it was handled
justice
correctly.
Is clearly being done.
Yes,
justice is going to be done in this case. You can never undo it, but this guy obviously understands what happened here. He's appalled by this.
He wasn't dealing with someone who was wanted for murder. Okay, he was dealing with someone who didn't have a front license plate. I mean, this is in the vernacular a pretty chicken crap. Stop. All right. And I could use harsher words. Look, we're going to follow the law in this office, and we are going, if the facts fit the law, we're going to pursue that, no matter if you're a police officer or you're Pope Francis. I don't care who you are, and we're going to go after you.
I like him too.
Yeah, I mean that's a genuine guy.
Yeah.
So good for him, and hopefully it seems like justice is going to be done there. Yeah. But it's a fucking tragedy. These are other instances just from the last like couple of weeks. This guy Rexdale Henry, who's a Native American activist, he was detained, arrested. He didn't pay a fine for a minor traffic violation, and he died in jail July 14th.
Oh,
Kendra Chapman died in jail July 14th. Jonathan Sanders July 13th. He didn't actually make it to jail. They choked him to death. They pulled him off of a horse that he was riding and choked him to death on the spot. Troy Good, July 18th, he was arrested for acting erratically, and they hogtied him in jail, and he died of what appears to be some kind of heart problem.
Now, with these, is this all in the same state, it's all over the place, okay.
So, that's the state of affairs in America right now.
So, how does riding a horse equate to getting choked out to death?
Well, I mean, again, it doesn't matter. The point is, obviously it doesn't, but the point is this shit is happening a lot.
Yeah.
And we're only hearing about a few of them, and who knows, you know. Again, the only reason we know about these incidents is because people actually died. This shit can go a number of different ways. If Samuel DuBose gets shot in the arm and doesn't die, we probably don't hear him. I mean, you know, it'll be a story, but it's not going to be this prominent thing. Sandra Bland, we'd never know what happened there at all.
No, not at all.
All right, so that was something I wanted to cover. Well, let me see. We are about 45 minutes into the episode. We have about 20 minutes, so we might have to cut something out. But one of the things I wanted to get to that's been a big story this week.
Yes.
And I saw that this was like a meme that people were like, we care about a lion, but we don't care about black people. I care about black people. I care about every
living thing on the
planet.
Because,
again, it's not a... it is a black thing, I think, that they're being targeted by the cops, and I think that that's a huge problem. But I look at it as it's a problem for all of us, fellow citizens, people of Earth, you know, in the United States. Like, the cops are an issue here.
Yes.
Clearly, there's a problem, and it's all of our problems. It's not, you know, it's not just a black issue. But that being said, I think it is disproportionately affecting black people. Okay. So anyway, I reject. Yeah, certainly some people care more about the lion than these situations. I don't, but I think it's okay to care about both. And I'm annoyed about this guy who killed Cecil the lion.
But he's a dentist.
American dentist Walter Palmer paid $55,000 to kill 13-year-old male lion who lived at protected, I believe it's Wenge National Park. I don't know how to pronounce it. He's now in hiding, incidentally, this guy.
He's in hiding?
Yeah, he's in hiding. This park has had safety issues. They sold 24 baby elephants to China recently. So there's some issues with this park. And in 2008, this Walter Palmer son of a bitch was fined $2,939 for lying to federal authorities about where he shot a bear in Wisconsin. He lied to them twice about it. So this guy, I'm just going to say this. I think this guy both likes to hunt, obviously. Yes. Likes to hunt big game. He also has a little bit of a fetish for breaking the rules to do it because he's killing this bear. Now he's paying this guy $55,000. You can't tell me that this guy didn't know that this was a fucking, like, quote, special lion, you know, a lion that everybody knew about.
Well, from what I understand, he and a crack team went to the reservation.
Well, I'll read what happened if you want.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
Theo Bronkhurst, who's a, he led the expedition. He's a pro hunter. And this, listen to this name. Now you tell me, is this a real name or not? This guy's name is Honest Trymore and Love You. What? Are you kidding me? That is the craziest name I've ever heard. Honest Trymore, NDLOVU.
I would
and
trust
love
him.
You.
I would trust and love him.
He's the landowner. I wrote first shot, but I don't know what that means. He didn't shoot the animal first. But anyway, he's the landowner of where they shot the lion at first with the bow and arrow. That makes sense. So
where it was legal to kill the lion, technically.
Yeah, here's the other thing. This fucker, he's claiming that he didn't know that this lion was like protected or whatever. Then how'd you know to lure him off the land?
Oh, yeah.
They baited Cecil out of the park, shot him with a bow and arrow, but then that didn't kill him. So the poor thing wandered around for 40 hours. They finally tracked him down. They shot him, beheaded him, skinned him, and removed his tracking collar and tried to hide it. So
I have a question for you. Do you consider that hunting or
no?
I
first of all, is this guy gonna eat the lion? Is this guy, you don't have to kill lions, that's number one. There's no benefit to you to kill a lion. In a lot of places they're endangered, they're protected. You're not gonna eat the lion. Nope. What is this guy gonna, he's doing it simply to, he cuts the head off, why? Because he's gonna fucking,
you're gonna bring it back.
I'm gonna put it in my man cave. Ugh, you
oh, his dentist's office.
Yeah, I'll put it in his net. That'll be really good. This guy's just a dipshit. I have his quote.
Yes.
I will say this, though. I think there's legitimate ways to hunt. You go out. There's certain
this isn't
to kill.
It in
this
any
isn't
form.
It. No, I don't think this is the right way to do it. If you're doing it to get your own meat, you're going to make something out of the pelts or whatever it is, fine. No. I can accept that. But this is not the right circumstance.
This wasn't hunting. This was a douche that said, I want a lion's head.
Yeah.
So we paid $55,000. To trick a lion off protected property so it could shoot it and so-called hunt it for 40 hours.
100%. This is this guy's statement, and we can move on from this, because I do want to try to get to a couple of things if we can. But I wanted to put this out there because this shit drives me crazy. Walter Palmer, I understand and respect that not everyone shares the same views on hunting. I had no idea that the lion I took was a known local favorite, was collared, and part of a study until the end of the hunt. Okay. I relied on the expertise of my local professional guides to ensure a legal hunt. Meanwhile, I love that he's just like, it's the fucking Zimbabwean dudes.
Yeah, just blame somebody else.
Yeah. I have not been contacted by authorities in Zimbabwe or in the U.S. about the situation, but will assist them in any inquiries that they may have. Again, I deeply regret that my pursuit of an activity I love and practice responsibly and legally resulted in the taking of this lion. That was never my intention. Fuck you.
Yeah,
you're a liar. Because you've already been questioned by federal authorities about a black bear you killed in Wisconsin. Now you travel to Zimbabwe and you're going to pretend like you didn't fucking know? Come on. If you want to hunt a lion, wander your ass out into the bush and go find a lion. This is a lion that is on protected land that these guys are like, listen, you give us, you know,
some money and we'll get the lion.
We'll get a lion for you, no problem. You can take this thing's head back.
Listen.
You can impress all your douchebag dentist buddies back in wherever the fuck you're from, Minnesota.
They took the lion, they put a leash on it, and they walked it 50 feet across the property so he could be shot in the head.
That's exactly right. They baited it with a dead animal, so the lion had no chance.
Now, the really fucked up thing about this is, as you already know, lions are an endangered species. Turns out that in most cases, there's about a 95% chance that the new alpha male are going to kill his children.
I was just
going
to say that. You're absolutely right. Typically, if the male lion dies, the next pride leader takes over and he's like,
children.
Right. So six of Cecil's cubs are about to be killed by this the next one.
Yes.
Great. So this guy really fucked up.
Yeah, he got seven lions.
What a zero this guy is. What do you think? I mean, it just bothers me because it's like, what are you doing? Like, who's impressed by this? Did you come and go, oh my God, look at this. Well, look at the lion head you have in your living room. Like, what kind of a loser are you? A loser. This guy's a zero.
He's a hunter.
Yeah, he's not a hunter, though. There's people that, like, legitimately go out and hunt.
Yes.
There's seasons when you can go kill all the deer you want. Go do that. You don't have to hunt a lion. Nobody's impressed by that. I'd be impressed if you fought the lion with your bare hands.
I have a question for you. If you know where the animal is going to be, and you know where you're going to be, and you can shoot it, is that really hunting?
Right, it's shooting fish in a barrel. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not impressed by this guy. Fuck off with the big game hunting. Enough. You don't have to kill endangered species.
It's just killing. It's ridiculous.
It is, because it's purposeless. All right. I wanted to bring that up just because this guy's like a fucking a zero, and I just wanted to mention it. And I hope he gets prosecuted. I hope they send him back to Africa.
To the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah, and I hope he gets put in an African prison.
For 13 years, or however long it can be.
Yeah, we'll say 13 years. Yeah. That's fair. All right. Let's see. How much time do we think we have here, Joey? We have about maybe 15 minutes, let's say. Okay. I think we could probably get through this because you have the thing on Hogan that you want to get
to. But if you don't want to get into Mr. Hogan, the real American-American, we don't have to do it.
The real American-American. What is the matter with you? Let's get through it. We can get through it.
Right. Okay.
Let's do it. Weed is what I have as the title of this this section. A new study. I'm only bringing this up really just to bash on
Chris Christie.
Immensely out of shape Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie. A new study from Tel Aviv University shows that lab rats with broken bones who were given a marijuana compound, cannabidiol, I can't really pronounce, I don't really know how it's pronounced, but it's a marijuana compound that doesn't get you high, healed bones faster than mice that didn't have this treatment, and it also grew the bones back stronger. So these mice that had broken bones, they give them this non-psychoactive or whatever it is, part of marijuana that makes the bones heal a lot faster and stronger than mice that didn't have it, which just shows you the practical application, obviously, the medical benefits. Marijuana, incidentally, is still Schedule 1, meaning it has no medicinal value. It is ranked that by the DEA, which is adorable.
But somehow can fix mice's bones.
Correct.
Yes.
It seems like it has a lot of benefits.
Yeah.
Chris Christie had to say, if you're getting high in Colorado today, enjoy it. As of January 2017, I will enforce the federal laws. He's such
What planet does he live on that he's going to have the opportunity to do that?
He lives on Planet Cupcake. That's where this guy's from. He's such a... You still like him, and I don't understand it.
I just think he's the best representative of the Republican Party.
He is. You're right. He is the best representative of the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
54% of Republicans believe it's a state's rights issue, marijuana. So that's a majority of Republicans think that while it doesn't say whether they think it should be legal or not, they think it should be up to the states to decide.
So that doesn't make any sense, though.
Why? Because Republicans pretend that they're small government, like libertarians.
That's the whole idea of
Republican. Even though they don't want gay people to get married, they don't want you to have an abortion, they don't want women to have...
States' rights.
It's all the states should have to do it. We're laissez-faire about social policy. No, you're not. They're pretending that.
But if you happen to be in the wrong state, then we look down upon you.
Of course.
Yes.
54% of Republicans think that it's a states' rights issue. 63% of millennial GOPers support legalization of marijuana in some regard, medical or just full legalization. So Christie's off base on this. He's wrong even against his own party.
Yes.
But I guess it's just weird to me because this guy needs weed. That's what he needs. He needs to smoke some weed.
I think he's just going for the base and he knows what the base is.
But then my point is the polling shows that he's wrong. If he wants to get young people in the party and he wants to get the majority of people who think that marijuana is a states' rights issue, he's off base there. He's farther right than anybody in the party at this point.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going for the young kids. I think he needs...
Well, good luck winning an election without the youth. How did Obama win every election?
Everyone came out.
Yeah, he got a huge coalition of people. Okay, so there's Chris Christie right on the money, as usual. I wanted to bring this up. Yeah, this is fine. We'll have plenty of time to get into the Hogan thing because you want to talk about it. You did the research, right?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, a few things.
All right. NASA. This is some interesting shit from NASA.
Mm-hmm.
This EM drive propulsion system, it converts electrical energy into thrust so that no fuel is needed. You could have rockets with no fuel. It would just be turning electrical, whatever.
That's huge.
It's insane. Listen to this. You could get to the moon in 4 hours. That's crazy. Then we really could build a moon base. Newt Gingrich is right.
How is that even possible?
Because it can, because it goes really fucking fast. It's not using any fuel. It doesn't have to burn anything. It's just converting electricity that's already in the air or in the atmosphere, and it turns it into thrust, which is fascinating. You could get to Alpha Centauri, which is our closest star.
Mm-hmm.
Now it would take tens of thousands of years to get there.
But with this?
With this, it would only take 100 years. So as medical science...
So it's a game changer.
It's a game. This is a game changer. Yeah. They thought initially that it was... it would go against the laws of physics, but somehow it doesn't do that. They don't even know why. That's I love
it's
that we're
just
at the
science.
Point, it just does it. Yeah, but the scientists don't even know why, but they're like, but it does work.
It's magic until science can explain it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes. Magic until science. You're correct. Kepler 452b, this is a separate story, mm-hmm. is the closest Earth twin yet that they found.
Yeah.
And they're finding a ton of these fucking planets now where they think that life is a possibility. Or that human or whatever, something is possible there, habitable. They
more
also,
advanced than us is the question, though.
Who knows? But they also said, this is like just a little NASA rundown because we don't usually get into science stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They said we're right on the brink of finding out whether life exists. Like, I mean,
we're that close?
Like, we're close to finding out. So they're pretty excited.
So that's going
to
be in our lifetime.
I think so, yeah. I think I don't know whether... when they say life, they don't necessarily mean like there's another Joey on
Amoeba.
Pluto.
I get the concept of what life is. Thank you. Hit the button.
God.
No, we out.
All right, you nailed it. Anyway, so that's interesting stuff. I also want to put this out there very quick. It's just a link. If you guys want to go see a really, really cool thing, you go to earthcast.com/live. It's earthcast.com/live. You can watch a live stream from the International Space Station. You can watch Earth from space. It's
that
very
is awesome.
Crazy in real time, like in HD. It's nuts. I look at it all the time. It's bizarre, and you should definitely check it out. Joey.
Yes.
Would you like to get into some of this Hulk Hogan debacle?
Yes. You told me that you would read the entire excerpt. Oh, I love it. So, Hulk Hogan, a real American.
He's a real American hero.
It's definitely hurting him. So, can I go on, or you want to just listen to the... vitamins.
Just wait for it. And then you can start. I think the Hulkster means white when he says that. Go, Jack.
All right. So, it turns out the National Enquirer... got a hold of footage of him going on a racist rant
right.
about the individual dating his daughter 8 years ago.
Yeah.
The WWE has terminated his contract and all mention of him on the website.
Yeah,
not
yeah, I know.
Only
they're just
that,
crazy. They got rid of him fast.
Not well, they've been wad him.
Around. Yeah.
They've been wad him.
Well, for those that don't know what Joey's talking about, there was a wrestler, Chris Benoit, who... was a very like famous pro wrestler,
yes.
like was considered a very good technical wrestler.
Yes.
He freaked out. I guess he was on steroids. You know,
there's a lot wrong in that situation.
There's a lot going on with him, maybe concussions or whatever it is. He murdered his whole family. We're not going to get into the whole thing, but they have scrubbed that guy from the record.
Never lived.
It's like he didn't exist.
And as of now, Hulk Hogan
got Benoit. You're right.
Is not even in the Hall of Fame anymore.
Wow, really?
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
See, I guess they got to do what they got to do. I don't know. I mean, is that really necessary? Like, are people going to stop watching wrestling because Hogan said this?
No, well, my question...
Well, how do you feel about that? Because I'm kind of mixed about it. I mean, I guess fuck him. Like, you know, if he is kind of racist, then fine.
Okay.
But at the same time, he did do things. Like,
yes, well, this isn't the first time he's been accused of racism. And there's been other footage and other instances where he's been racist. Okay, my question is...
Well, do we want to read the transcript of what he said? I'll read it.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
I'm not going to drop the N-word.
No, just kidding. You're reading it in context.
Nah, I'd rather not. It's fine.
Okay.
I don't know if Brooke... These are quotes from Hogan. I don't know if Brooke, who's his daughter, was fucking the black guy's son. Okay. I mean, I don't have I don't have double standards. I mean, I am a racist to a point, fucking N-words. Mm-hmm. But then when it comes to nice people and shit and whatever, I mean, I'd rather if she was going to fuck some N, I'd rather have her marry an 8 foot tall N worth $100 million, like a basketball player. I guess we're all a little racist. Fucking N.
So that's now,
at first when I heard it, I was like, "Well, what could he possibly have said?" But like,
that's bad.
Like, he dropped the N bomb a number of times there in like a fucked up context.
My question is, why would you let yourself get captured, even saying that? And who had the tape for eight fucking years?
The theme song is starting over. It's
that's great. It's looping.
Do we want to read Hogan's apology? Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, this is it's crazy that this is coming out. This is going to be more shit.
Well, there's also another thing. So Hogan is upset at who apparently leaked the
Yeah, of course he's upset.
The video. Anyway, his sex tape is going to be in the news, too.
Yeah.
Because he's suing them for that as well.
He's suing Gawker, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I mean, look, this is just going to keep going. I figure we cover it because this is going to be a story for a while, I feel like.
And apparently, even doing the sex tape, he was using racial slurs.
Of
course,
my God, really?
We can't get that because that's, you know, in a secret cave that's going to hit a lot of millions.
Right.
When someone actually releases
it. I don't think that the Hogan sex tape is going to make much money at all, but that's fine.
Well, Heather Cole is quite attractive.
So what? There's a lot of quite attractive women that you could look at naked on the internet.
Not with the Hulkster.
That's true. I guess the real American hero is just not boning everybody. This is Hogan's apology, and then we'll wrap up with this. 8 years ago, I used offensive language during a conversation. It was unacceptable to me to use that offensive language. There is no excuse for it, and I apologize for having done it. This is not who I am. I believe very strongly that every person in the world is important and should not be treated differently based on race, gender, orientation, religious beliefs, or otherwise. I am disappointed with myself that I used language that is offensive and inconsistent with my own beliefs. Although, it seems like that kind of rolled off his tongue pretty easily the way he was throwing that around. He also tweeted, and this is my favorite part.
Oh, thank you for
the support. He tweeted, at Hulk Hogan, no. In the storm, I release control. God and his universe will sail me where he wants me to be. One love, HH. And that's the last thing he had to say about this whole thing.
He'll be fine.
He'll be fine in time, I guess. I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, I don't know if you guys, black listeners, whatever, if you want to comment on SoundCloud.
Yeah, please do.
Let me know how you feel about it. I mean, I can't imagine you're that upset. Although, Hogan, you know, I think a lot of people grew up watching wrestling, so, yeah. You know, probably hurts. But whatever. I mean, it's just fucking Hulk Hogan. It's not, you know, it's not the end of the world.
My question is, 8 years ago, what do you think was going through his mind when someone had a camera or a cell phone filming him saying that stupid shit?
Well, that's who knows what he got actually, you know, recorded on. Was this? I don't understand. Was this part of the sex tape? Like, was this a conversation he was having during the sex tape?
No, they're two separate things.
Yeah, so I don't know who the hell was recording him. I don't have no idea. He might have been recording it. He might have thought it was funny. Who knows what the hell happened? We'll find out. Or we won't. It doesn't matter. It's just Hulk Hogan. Listen, I think you did a nice job covering that, dude.
All right, thank
Joey.
You.
And I'm glad we got to play the
Rare
theme
American.
Song. Yeah, it makes me happy. Guys, thank you for listening to the episode. I don't know. I gotta be honest. I don't know if I loved this episode, but I'll listen back to it.
And let me know.
Did you thought it was good?
Yes, I thought
Jake,
it went well.
Jake, thoughts? You thought it was all right? Jake's giving the
we
thumbs
got the
up.
Thumbs up.
He feels it. All right. Thank you for listening, guys. Listen, you can go to soundcloud.com/mandatorySamson. You can follow on there. Please share also the other thing, like on Facebook or Twitter or whatever you guys are doing. If you like an episode, just share it. Share it. There's an easy link, I'm sure, to just share the SoundCloud. It'll pop up in your feed, and you know, people can get on board from there.
Yeah.
Hopefully you follow, you subscribe. We love the amount of support we're getting. We love to grow the show even more than it's already grown, but we really appreciate everything you guys do for us. And do leave a comment on the SoundCloud. It's really good.
And we will get back to you.
Yeah, we'll get back to them for sure. Joey's, you've been answering them even now.
Yes, I have.
People directly talk to you. You can go on dailymotion.com/standupnewyorklabs. You can watch full episodes of this show and all the other shows that we put out. You can also, up in the little search bar, search for Labs Live. And we stream the show at like 4:30 every Thursday. And I'd love it if you guys would actually check out the live stream, because that'd be really cool. You can email us at mandatorysamson@gmail.com. I answer all the emails. I share them when relevant with the guys. Mm-hmm. Twitter, I'm @mansamp. The gentleman sitting to my right is @joeyfromjersey. Jersey is spelled with a Z. Instagram,
all the
Snapchat,
platforms.
All that stuff on Mansamp, on everything. We're also going to end with a song by a band called Honey Honey, which is a band I found out about through the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh,
they're
nice.
Great. They play like it's like blues country kind of music, but
okay.
Their new album 3 came out, and the song is called Father's Daughter, and it's just like a really beautiful song, mm-hmm. So I want to put it out there. And that's about it. So we'll close with Father's Daughter by Honey Honey, all one word, if you guys want to check them out. And thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you all next week.
things I don't care to see. The frame of your mouth when it's lying to me. So I'll close my eyes to the sight. Picture an angel who fights the good fight. Oh, wishing that I was someone, given the lesson to know how to love. I know I'm in high water if I'm my father's daughter, and I am. Who am I to treat you this way? There are my teeth and bleed you a grave. You are mine and I'm yours just the same. Oh, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. No, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Oh. Peace of mind from my pain when you've seen it.